Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Veda Introductory, presented by Sri Gopalakrishna Narayanan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Respected dear family members, my pranams to you. In the last class on Hindu Dharma, we were discussing about the Vedic messages interlinked with the psychologist experiments carried out on the evolution of terrorism in certain religious group, certain sector of the people, and in certain countries. And they came to the conclusion that in which religion, in which section, in which group of people, individual consciousness, social consciousness, and cosmic consciousness contradict each other, conflict each other, there the terrorism evolves, where the people think only my God is correct, you should follow my God. Only my book is correct, you should follow my book. Only my religion is correct, you should also follow my religion. These type of views, visions and thoughts are the basis of terrorism. That's what we explained in the last class. This type of views of telling that only mine is correct is completely absent in Vedas, where individual consciousness, social consciousness and cosmic consciousness, they complement each other, coexist each other, cooperate each other. That is why we say Pashyema Sharadashadam, Jiveema Sharadashadam, Sarve Bhavandu Suginaha, Sarve Santu Niramaya. That's why we say Loka Samasta Sugino Bhavandu, and so on. Today, we have to explain the scientific temper and science in Vedas. You know, in Ayurveda, 40th chapter, 9th line, 40th chapter, 9th mantra, explains that vidyam cha avidyam cha estat veda ubhayam saha avidyaya mrityum tirtva vidyaya mrtam ashnati. Vidyam cha avidyam cha. There are two type of veda ubhayam saha. There are two type of knowledge. One, eternal experiential spiritual knowledge known as vidya. Eternal experiential spiritual knowledge known as vidya. The other one, external experimentable scientific knowledge, avidya. External experimentable scientific knowledge, avidya. Avidyaya mrityam tirtva. We should overcome the problems in our life using the scientific knowledge, avidya. And vidyaya mrtam ashnute, using the spiritual knowledge, we should attain the stability of the mind. We should attain immortality. This is the basic of Indian concept, where science and spirituality integrate. And you can see in the 11th line, 11th mantra, it is given, Andham tama pravishandi ye avidyamupasade. Those who are thinking that science can solve all the human problem, they are leading themselves into blinding darkness. Andham tama pravishanti. Blinding darkness. Tato bhuya ivate tamo yavu vidyayam redaha. The same thing will happen. Those who think that spirituality can solve all the human problem. So, we can very well say that the spirituality is not the answer for all the questions. The science is not the answer for all the questions. So the science and spirituality should go hand in hand according to Veda, Yajurveda, 40th chapter, which is also known as Ishavasya Upanishad. And exactly the same thing told by Albert Einstein, the science without religion and a religion without science. One is blind, other is lame. He used the word religion, and in India it is used the spirituality, because we do not have that type of religion here in India. And now another message of Vedas, it tells you that Hiranmayena Patrena Satyasya Vihidam Mugam Tattvam Pushanna Bhavarana Satya Dharmaya Drashtaye. If you wanted to see the truth, fact and essence, truth, fact and essence, that is in Sanskrit known as Satyam. Satyam is equal to truth, fact and essence. Dharmam is equal to duty, responsibility and privilege. Duty, responsibility and privilege together is known as Dharmam. So Satya Dharmaya Drashtaye. For knowing the Satyam and Dharmam, you should go deep into the subject. Hiranmayena Patrena Satyasya Mugham Abhihidam. The truth is covered. Truth is covered with a golden cover. Hiranmayena Patrena, golden vessel, golden cover is used for covering the Satya and Dharma. So whatever shining or glittering or the glowing, what you are seeing from outside is only the shining of the cover, not the shining of the truth and duty, responsibility, privilege. Not the shining, not the real knowledge of the Satyam and Dharma. If you want to know the real Satyam and the real Dharma, Tatatvam Pushanna Bhavarano Satya Dharmaya Drashte. That cover you have to remove. That cover, Tvam, you, Pushanna Bhavarano, with the light of the knowledge, Abhavarano, remove that. So removing the cover, according to modern science, removing the cover is known as discover. Removing the cover according to modern science is known as discover. In fact, the word discover has come from the 15th mantra of 40th chapter of Yajurveda. So you can see that scientific temper very clearly. Again, you can see in Rigveda, Kim Svetva Namka Vosa Vriksha Aaseda Kadamet Svet Kadaseda Shiksha Sakhipya Havishiswadava Swayam Yajaswa Tanvam Mrada Tanvam Mradana. You should ask the question, why that plant has, that a tree has come there. How those trees came together and a forest has been created. Kim Svid Vanam. How that Vanam, forest has been created. Ka Usa Vriksha Aasida. How that plant, that a tree came over there. Kadamitsvit Kadasida. Before the forest was formed here, how it existed here. Kadasida, how it got converted like this into a forest and what will happen in the future. Shiksha Sakhipya Havishiswadava. You should ask, discuss about all these questions with your friends. Sakhipya Havishiswadava. Then you go deep into the subject and Dhanvamridana. You have to elevate yourself by thinking and acquiring knowledge. By asking question, Vishwadas Chakshuruta Vishwado Omukho Vishwado Bhagruta Vishwadas Padam Tambhakubhyam Namadhi Sambhadatrayi Dhyava Pradivijanayandi Vayikaha. You should search for the answer throughout the world using your eyes. You should watch throughout the world for getting the answer. So, Vishwadas Chakshuhu, Vishwadomugo, use your brain for analyzing whatever is happening in this world. Vishwadomugo, Vishwadho Bahu, use your hands for going deep into the knowledge. You try to understand each and every one of the material existing on the surface of the earth or in front of you. Use your hands for that. Vishwadho Bahu Uda Vishwadaspada. You travel to the extent possible using your legs for inquiring in search of the knowledge. Tam Bahu Vishwadho Mugho Vishwadho Bahu Uda Vishwadaspada Tam Bahubhyam Namadi. Then you will understand that one creator has created all these things. You just worship him, fold your hand and do prostration to him. Tam bahubhyam namadi sampadatrayhi dhyava prithivi janayan deva eka. All the celestial bodies including the earth, dhyava prithivi janayan, those who created that, those things, deva eka, the one and only one God created all these things. All other gods and deities are his manifestations. All other gods and deities are the manifestation of that single creator. This is what the Vedas tell you. And other than this, you can see that in Chandogya Upanishad it is mentioned. From Veda, Chandogya Upanishad, it is mentioned, Naka Krandanena Sarvam Karshnaya Samvijnadam Karshnaya Samityeva Satyam. Very important, very interesting message. Naka Krandana means nail cutter. Nail cutter. Suppose you are seeing a nail cutter in front of you. The moment you see a nail cutter, you should understand that there existed a system for making a nail cutter. The production of the manufacture of the, or the making of the nail cutter was known to the people. There it does not end. If nail cutter making is known, then the metal for making nail cutter is also known. So the purification of the metal is known. So the ores of the metals were known. So the metallurgy of the metal was known. And the temperature needed for producing that particular metal and purification of that metal, that was also known. So everything right from the ores till production of the metal and converting the metal into a nail cutter, all the unit operations right from ores identification to production of the nail cutter, these steps were very well known. That is what you should understand from the observation of a nail cutter. So when I say that nail cutter existed 1000 years ago in India, it automatically means that all the processes needed for the production of the metal and the production of the nail cutter were known in India. So nagakrindanena sarvam karshnayasam vijnatam, everything about karshnayasam. Karshnayasam means iron. So everything about iron was known. Karshnayasam ityeva satyam. The truth, fact and essence of the nail cutter is that it is made of iron. So the temperature for the purification of iron, the temperature for the metallurgy of the iron from its ores, these are all known. Like that, when you are going through the Vedic messages, Vedic explanations, not merely taking the one meaning, it has got three meanings. Every Veda mantra has got Adhyatmika Sandesha, Adi Bhautika Sandesha, Adi Devata Sandesha. Adhyatmika Artha, Adi Bhautika Artha, Adi Devata Artha. These three meanings are there. that you should realize whenever you are chanting a Veda mantra. And now you can see in Yajurveda, the science, arithmetic progression is directly given, not indirectly. Arithmetic progression is directly given in Yajurveda, 18th chapter, you can see. ekachame tisrashchame panjachame saptachama navachama ekadashachame trayodashachame panjadashachame saptadashachame navadashachame ekavigimshatishchame trayovigimshatishchame panjavigimshatishchame saptavigimshatishchame navavigimshatishchame ekatrigimshastame trayatrigimshastame chatvarishchame ashtavimshatishchame dvadashachame shodashachame vimshatishchame vakcha prasavascha vijascha kradoscha suvascha mordha cha vyasniyascha vyayanascha vyascha bhuvanascha bhuvanascha adhipadischa. So this is an arithmetic progression. Without my explaining the word meanings, you can understand the meaning. So 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 and so on. It goes on one line. Then 1, 3, 5, 7. 7, 9 and so on up to 35, beyond which automatically it goes to 4, 8, 12, 16, 20 and so on. Then it goes up to the world. Vajascha, prasavascha, bijascha, kraduscha, suvascha, murthaja, vyashniyascha, vyayanascha, amdyascha, bhuvanascha, bhuvanaschadivadischa. So those who created the whole universe up to that level. So you can see the quantitative, numerical, tangible numbers are given there. It goes. Similarly, geometric progression is also given. Ekam cha, dasham cha, dasham cha, shatam cha, shatam cha, sahasram cha, sahasram cha, ayudam cha, ayudam cha, prayudam cha, prayudam cha, nyarbhudam cha, arbhudam cha, nyarbhudam cha. When the West was using only 4-digit or 5-digit number, we were using 10 raised to 35 level of number. 10 raised to 35. So the geometrical progression, numerical value utilization in India was so common during the period when Vedas were composed. And similarly, the metals are also mentioned. Sisam Yajurveda, Sisam Chame, Shyamam Chame, Trabush Chame, Urk Chame, Sunrata Chame, Rajadas Chame, Ayam Chame, Swarnam Chame, and like that. Metals are told. When, as I told you, when I was quoting from Chandogya Upanishad, if you are hearing that there existed a nail cutter, then automatically we should come to the knowledge that everything connected with the nail cutter production was known. Similarly, sisam chame, that means about lead, shyamam chame, that means about silver, swarnam chame, about gold, ayas chame, about iron, sis trabushchame, that is copper alloy, it is known that. So sisam chame, shyamam chame, trabushchame, urchame, sudrata chame, variety of metals. These are all mentioned in Yajurveda, which might have composed during 4000 BC. You know, 4012 October 4th, 4012 October 4th, Adam and Eve were born. Adam and Eve were born 4012 October 4th. But far, far before that, the Vedas were composed. So the story of Adam and Eve, as Vatican Pope said, is a fraud story. Nothing to do with that one. So far before Adam and Eve was born, you can see these Vedas were composed. Similarly, Yava Ashtame, Masha Ashtame, Tila Ashtame, Mudha Ashtame, Galva Ashtame, Godhuma Ashtame, Masura Ashtame, Priyanga Ashtame, Navashtame, Shyamaka Ashtame, Nivara Ashtame. is also from Yajurveda. Yajurveda, which might have got composed about 6,000, 7,000 years ago, don't worry about what English people said. They always wanted to bring down the historical figure of India after Adam and Eve, because they were all Christians. They never wanted to see anything beyond Adam and Eve. So always they say Vedas were composed 1500 BC or 1000 BC, or Puranas were composed after Jesus Christ. These are all their common way of shouting to see that one Indian knowledge is far after Jesus Christ and like that. That is needed for their ruling India, for denigrating Indians and for belittling Indians and for degrading Indians. That type of explanations were needed during then. But now we can go as per V.S.R. Rao's archaeological evidence, etc., where in Lodhal, Ahmedabad, you can see an industrial estate functioned fully, existed during 3500 BC. World over people accepted it. 3500 BC, industrial estate. Still now you can see there if you are going to Lodhal. It's preserved nicely, but archaeological excavation and studies were carried out by Professor V.R. Rao in collaboration with Cambridge University, UK. So, if you go back to the Vedic textbook, you can see that all type of agricultural products, Yavashtame, Mashashtame, Tila. Yava means barley, Masha means black gram, Tila means gingerly, Yavashtame, Mashashtame, Tilashtame, Mudgashtame, Mudga is horse gram, Mudgashtame, Galvashtame, Goduma, Goduma means wheat, Masurashtame, Masur dal, Saffron dal, Masurashtame, Priyangavashtame, Navashtame, Fenugreek, Menavashtame, that is another type of Fenugreek, mustard, and Nivarashtame, special type of paddy, rice. So many agricultural products have been explained. Why that agricultural products explanation has become important now when I explain it to you? Only thing that many of the agriculturists or the scientists used to say that when all these agricultural products came to India from Africa or some other country, they always label that nothing originally existed in India. Everything came from outside. This is the philosophy followed by Jawaharlal Nehru, his family, and the scientists who supported him and who studied in Cambridge or Oxford. So naturally their thoughts, their DNA has been fabricated according to the Western knowledge, who ruled India, who wanted to rule India for as many centuries as possible. And their philosophy got copied here by the Jawaharlal Nehru University professors and the so-called atheist and the so-called semi-atheist who followed Jawaharlal Nehru through Aryan invasion theory and all type of nonsense. So our knowledge, yojana anam sahasre dve, dve shate dve jayojane, ekena nimishartena kramamana namostude. This is Sayanacharya's Bhashya for Rigveda, in which it mentions that yojana nam sahasre dve. Sahasra means 1000, dve means 2000, dve shate 200, dve cha yojane 2200 and 2 yojana, 2200 and 2 yojana, ekena nimishartena, through one half, only half of a nimisha. During a period of half nimisha, ekena nimishardena kramamana namostudi. O Sun God, Lord Sun, I am doing danda namaskaram to you because you send your rays, you send your light rays at a speed of 2202 yojana within a period of half nimisha. Now, since you are sending the light from there to earth in such a speed, we do prostration, danda namaskaram to you. So the velocity of the light travels from one spot to other spot, is not really discovered by Sir Isaac Newton, but definitely he has discovered the numerical value that 300,000 km/s the light travels. But one yojana is estimated according to Aryabhatta as 12.11 kilometer in the publication of released by Indian National Science Academy. They have given this value, and 12.11 kilometer is the quantitative conversion value for one yojana. One nimisha is said to be 1/18 of a second. Now, if you are recalculating these two in 1/18 of a second, if 2202 yojana into 12.11 kilometer the right travels, then per second how much will be the speed of light, that you can calculate. So Vedas give you variety of knowledge. I am only selecting minutest part from that. I have selected only minutest part from that one. Just to convey you within half an hour the message that the Vedas convey you not only mere the spiritual value or the cosmic God concept, but universal messages meant for elevating the mind, the body, the family relation, the society, and the nation, plus the living beings including nature. And they also give pure science, either mathematics. You can see Brihaspati Pradamam Jayamanam Tishyam Nakshatram Abhisambhava. Brihaspati is the Jupiter planet, and Tishyam Nakshatram is Delta Cancri star. Tishyam Nakshatram, Puyam Nakshatram, Delta Cancri star got occulted with Jupiter, and Jupiter planet just passed over this Delta Cancri. Then this star got evolved as newly born. So Brihaspati Pradamam Jayamanam Tishyam Nakshatram Abhisambhava. This line is from Rigveda 10th Mandala. You can see that this type of planetary knowledge, mathematical knowledge, knowledge about agricultural product, knowledge about the metals and their alloys, these were all commonly given from that. Even an extension of Rigveda, you can see Nirgajadrasrasya Kshanayarajyuhu Parshvamani Tidyanmani Cha Yat Prathak Bhude Kurutastat Ubhayam Karoti. This is the Pythagoras theorem. The diagonal of a rectangle is equal to the square, diagonal square of a rectangle is equal to the square of the base and altitude or length and breadth. The sum of the square of the length and breadth of the rectangle. So this is Pythagoras theorem. Like that, so much knowledge existed based on pure science and technology in India. Now, I have given only a superficial knowledge, and I did not go deep into that because that is only aimed, that much only is aimed at in this preliminary type of lecture. Thank you very much. My pranams.